Tess felt his potent gaze pass over her body again. She was standing on a ladder, her body stretched out, her arms extended above her head so she could reach the ceiling. As a holiday decorator, she was used to being found by her clients and their staff in all sorts of crazy compromising positions while she decorated her clients' homes for the holidays. She often sensed her clients' presences, curious to see how the decorating was coming along, but she had never felt a gaze as intense as this one. Granted, she had only met him briefly, as his assistant had made all the plans with her directly. Just a quick meet and greet in passing, when the maid had ushered her inside the large mansion. Tess was grateful to have landed a client as noteworthy as Clay Emmerich. Adding his estate to her portfolio would open up some doors to other large-scaled projects in the future, and she was determined to leave a lasting impression in hopes of his repeat business. Her assistant, Jay, was dutifully standing by, handing her decorations with a metal-extended hook so that she didn't have to keep climbing down the ladder to retrieve them. She'd be lost without him. Not to mention his eagle-eye assessment of people. He was part employee, part gay best friend forever, and part matchmaker, always attempted to spark up Tessa's sad dating life. She noticed Jay noticing Clay, watching and observing her. God, the man was attractive. Sexy. He shimmered with an intensity she had never come across before. Almost an ethereal energy that permeated him, the space surrounding him, and in the room. As if the room couldn't contain his full presence, which was saying something as the room was enormous. With 18-foot ceilings to start, it was the great room of the mansion and could easily accommodate 50 or so mingling guests. Tess had been inside many a mansion, so she knew what to expect. From what she could tell, Clay was tall, at least 6'3" or 6'4". His hair was dark brown, curly, and a bit messy. He had a European look about him, tall, dark, and handsome. She couldn't tell, though, about his eyes. Maybe gray or light green? Hard to say from up there. She would have to wait until another time to meet him at eye level to be sure. For now, she needed to quit drooling quietly over him and get back to work. When he left the room, she felt it more than saw him leave. Almost a physical sensation, which was curious to her.